Lekutas Sichas Chelik Tezayin, Parsha Yisrei Sicha Aleph. From Pasuk Vayishma Yisrei Koyim Midyan, on the Pasuk, and Yisrei, the priest of Midyan, heard, Fregen Chazal, our sages ask, Mashmu Shomo Ba, and because of this, he came to the Yidden. So the Chazal asked, what is it that he heard that made him come? On in the emfer of the shailas and emfer on etlecha deis. The answer to this question: there are a number of opinions. Ein deizak melchanas Amalek shamoba. Some say that he heard about the war with Amalek. That's what he heard about, and that's what called him caused him to come. Atzveita deya. A second opinion says matan teira shamoba. It was matan teira that he heard. On the drita deya is kriyas yamsu shamoba. He heard about kriyas yamsu, and that's what motivated him to come. Is you do with the kasha, so we know the question was frekt, was mefrektiv. Then the question that is asked about is was fregn chazal mashmua shama. Why did Chazal ask? Why? What did he hear that made him come? Zuchen an emfer of them, and therefore they looked for an answer to what is it that he heard that caused him to come. Bishaz the pasuk alein is mamshich. The pasuk itself spells out exactly what he heard. As Geher Tater es Kol Asher Asa Lekin LeMoshe LeYisrael Amay, he heard everything that Hashem had done for the Yidden, Moshe and the Yidden. Ki Haitzi Hashem Es Yisrael MiMitzrayim, that Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So the pasuk actually says what he heard. Why are they asking? What did he hear that made him come? Noch mer even more, das was Chazal zogen as Yisrael Geher Vegem Lachanas Amolek Ader Veden Matan Teir VeChulu. In answering that he heard about Amalek or about Matan Torah, is l'chayre kasha from them v'sa shteitim pasuk as geher tater es kol asher asa gihaitzi. The answer contradicts what the pasuk actually says. The pasuk says he heard everything that Hashem had done, that he took them out of Mitzrayim. So now your answer limits it to one thing, this one or that one or the third one, but you're contradicting what the pasuk says, that he heard everything. Noch schwerer ist zu verstehen. So even more difficult to understand. Was euch Rashi, was is lechol reish mefarish v'pshudish al mikra. Rashi, which of course his first and foremost important role is to explain the simple meaning. Frekta on sein pirush even pasuk. So Rashi also asks this question in his explanation. The zel b'shayla on beis in sein emfer is a mechaber zwei von the drei deis. First of all, he asks the question. Why does he ask the question? Since the pasuk already gives the answer. Number two, in his answer, he gives two of those opinions. Kriyas Yamsu from Muhammad Amalek. He heard about Kriyas Yamsu from Muhammad Amalek, and he doesn't answer about Matan. He doesn't say about Matan Torah. Muzman zogen as Chazal and Rashi mitzayir shaylo and emfer. So we must say that in regards to the Chazal and Rashi with their question and their answers, seinen oisen zu bavaren na inyan et teichna kasev, are coming to answer, explain something in the pasuk, was fader tazbara, which needs explanation, and was is nisht muzba durch hemshcha kasev, which is left unanswered by what the Torah continues as kolasha asa. The answer that the pasuk gives doesn't explain this one element that they are trying to explain. So davon verstehen, so we have to understand, was ist das nicht verstanden gibt, what is it that they're trying to explain which is left unexplained by the answer that the pasuk gives. Noch davon verstehen, also we have to understand, the nomen Yisrei, eine von den sieben Namen, one of the seven names that Yisrei had, is zugekommen in der Zeit, wenn hat sich megaye gewinnt. When was his name Yisrei added to all his other six names? When he converted to Yiddishkeit, Geyer, the Kiyam HaMitzvahs, when he converted and he started fulfilling the mitzvahs, they gave him another, Hashem gave him another name, the Yud at the end. It used to be Yeser, as the Pasuk says, Yeser Chosnoi. Now he became Yisrei. And via zay ruft him on the pasuk mit dem nomen. So then, why is it that the pasuk gives him the name Yisrei? Vayishma Yisrei, vibal doretzich wegen dem zman. Then it is noch given kayin midyon. Since we're talking about when he heard back in midyon, there he was still the kayin midyon, as the pasuk here describes him. Noch eider hat sich megaya given even before he converted. So why is he already being called Yisrei? So bechdei das alte verstehen. In order to understand all this, darf man früher mevayer sein a pirush hamishnayis von Rambam. We first have to explain something that the Rambam says in his explanation to the Mishnah. Vasezeir tamur bashkafer shayne, and this explanation that the Rambam gives seems strange if you look at it on the surface. The Rambam brings the Maima Chazal miyem shcharu beizmidish ein lo lakos baruch beilomi ela arba amishul alocha bolvat. The Rambam quotes what the Chazal say in the Gemara, that from the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hashem has in His world, only the 4 cubits. In other words, the area of halacha. That's where Hashem is to be found in halacha. Und sagt, as lernen dig de Maimer Chazal kipshute, kenes oiskoken zu sein rochet meid min emes. And he says that if you read this on the surface, this statement, it seems very far from the truth. Why? Weil zu den ist der Dalnet Amish Alolocha, der euch schließliche Tachlis von Alts und alles Iberike verworfen mit Schlecha Sacher Gvia. Is it true to say that only Halacha is important and that everything else is just to be discarded by the sidelines, left by the sidelines? Is that really true? Asks the Rambam. When is Mevayer Barichus, and then he explains at length, as the tachlis von kol inyoni ha'olam is the mensch, that the purpose of the entire creation of the universe is for the man, for the person. And the tachlis von ha'mensch is zol tzukum etzu verna isha sholim, and the ultimate purpose of a person is that he should become a complete person. Und sein shleimus badait in achochma ba'maisa, and what is the completeness of a person? In his wisdom and in his active and his behavior. Das heißt, es soll steigen in Chochma und Asoge bis zum Tachlis. He should strive to be able to understand what is the ultimate wisdom. What is the ultimate wisdom? Chochma Elikis, godly wisdom. Letzair lenafshei achtus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that the ultimately what a person should strive for in wisdom is to be able to imagine in his mind the unity of Hashem. Und alle ibrige Chochme seine nor atzugretum chdem es ol spete zukumen zu idealikus. And everything else, all other wisdoms are only a preparation to be able to get to this ultimate wisdom, which is knowledge of Hashem. Und ha maise, and then there is the perfection of maise, of behavior. Nish zayin shote betanugim, that a person should not be submerged and into self pleasuring, gaining another level of pleasure, another level of pleasure. So there is, that's made up of sur meira, to stay away from these things which are not proper, to stay away from things which are negative. Or mesakas zayin zemidis, and also to perfect his midas, his character. Ze zon zayin vi es darf zu sein, va say toiv, that his character should be one as it should be, as the Torah would expect, wants it to be. In other words, va say toiv, stay away from the things which you shouldn't do, and pursue the things that you should do. Un noch dem arichas abir, and after this lengthy explanation of the in the reif in this matter, fear toiv the Rambam. The Rambam concludes, as b'shas mevet zich mizbeine zayin und lernen von divir chazal ditzei oibin de montinyanim, that when a person will think on this matter and learn from the words of our sages on these two subjects, chochmo maise, in regards to wisdom and behavior, demult vet mem wissen de richtigkeit von meimer chazal, then will understand what is the real meaning of what our sages say, ein loy lakadosh baruch hu belomei ela arba amashul alocha, that Hashem has only the area of halacha. In other words, maisa becomes very important to this. Halacha means maisa. Dafen verstehen. So we have to understand. Number one, via zayvert oivgekler di mailam yuchedes von dalar amish halacha durch di zwei nyonen von chochma maisa. How does this explanation that the Rambam gave explain the inyan of this matter of Dalad Amashul Halacha? Chochma Maisa, how does it explain Dalad Amashul Halacha? The kishur from Halacha mit Maisa is moven. the connection between halacha and behavior is well understood. While the teichim from halacha is b'chdei leidas ha'maisa sheyasun, the purpose of halacha is to know what to do, how to behave, ve'eila sheloisa esena, what not to do. On Talmud gadol Talmud mevil le'maisa, and study is very important because study leads to behavior. That's the whole point of study, of learning Torah. So that part is understood. But what is the connection between wisdom that the ultimate wisdom is to know Hashem, to pursue the knowledge of Hashem? How does that relate to halacha? What's the connection between that and halacha? Number two, a film is all gefinnen a remes veifen wie einzuteich na das wort halacha hat den badeit von chachma. Even if you will explain somehow that the word halacha means chachma, is nachalsnish moven. Still, we have to understand das wort halacha wird doch viel mal de mont in shas und wird geteich kipshutei. The word halacha throughout shas is found many times, and over there means the simple meaning. Adin via zaitza firinzach al b'teira. That means, what am I meant to do? How am I meant to behave according to Torah? When the taitz from halacha is zaych negei ledina. In fact, that this meaning of halacha also pertains to halacha. This interpretation of the word of halacha has halachic ramifications. In what way? It says al yipata radim chaver el neteir dvar halacha, that a person should not part from another person only from having said, spoken matters of halacha. So in other words, that it means, it tells you a specific type of Torah to study, the study of halacha. From vanent nemt men as dem maimer azal in the badait from vart halacha anders viumetum. So then why does the Rambam say, how does the Rambam know that ein lo yalakadosh baruch hu by lomay ela dalad amas ba halacha, that in that case the word halacha doesn't mean literally how to behave, it means chachma of elukos? How does he know that? Mevolge ken mazvazayim, he could have explained as does for the Rambam farbin da daldal shom halacha mit chachma mit yis elukos, that the reason that Rambam connects it here with knowledge of Hashem hater oivdem the hechrich fun haschalos maimer azal miyem shcharu beis hamikdash, that he knows this from the beginning of that very statement where it says from the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Was thus meant, what that means is as the dalad amas shel halacha verbeiten does was the Beis Hamikdash atuv getan. In other words, that the dalad amas shel halacha are meant to supplant that which was accomplished by the Beis Hamikdash. That's where you're now going to find the impact that the Beis Hamikdash had will be found in halacha. When the Yehi says in Beis Hamikdash b'chutz in Lishkas Hagozis, and since in the Beis Hamikdash on the outer part of the Beis Hamikdash, which is the Lishkas Hagozis where the Sanhedrin sat, Hatzor Gifunin de Bez Nagodol, that's where the Supreme Court of the Yidden was, on the Ikar from Teresh Ba'peh and halacha, which is from where the law was formulated, which created Teresh Ba'peh. Und gleichzeitig is euch but at the same time, what happened on the inner space of the Beis Hamikdash in Aron BeKodesh HaKadoshim was, of course, the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Given behalten the luchas and the Sefer Torah over there was the luchas and the Sefer Torah also. Und das als badweist of dem bechina from Pnimius HaTorah and Rosendei Reise. And that part of the Beis Hamikdash includes the inner dimension of Torah. In other words, the inner understanding of Torah, which means Chochma Elokos. So in other words, the Beis Hamikdash had two aspects to it, the Halacha part of it, and then also the Pnimius HaTorah, the Luchas and so on, is from the Muven. So therefore we understand from this that the Dalal Shal Halacha had forbidden the Beis Hamikdash Lach Chobon and meant Nishblois Halachas B'negei L'maisa. So therefore, if the Dalal Damash Shal Halacha is meant to take over and supply that which the Beis Hamikdash used to give, so it can't be pertaining only to what happened in the Lishkas Hagozes, which means the halacha, but it also has to be that which supplies the rosin deraisa. The inner dimension of Torah, vasdos, is the chokhma v'das v'nachdos habeira, which is of course the knowledge of the unity of Hashem. So maybe that's how the Rambam knows, because that's what it means. But this only answers the second part of the question. This answers the second question, which is, how did he know that this means also godly knowledge? But it doesn't explain why the Chachamim use the word, the term halacha, which always means literally halacha, and over here they're suddenly using it to explain achdus halakus. That still remains unanswered. And bechlau vuyz at their ganze teichem erumis in them inyef and dalad amas shal halacha. In fact, how do we see what is the word dalad amas shal halacha? How does that in any way express the concept of achdus halakus? The nekudas habira inyan. So the point of the explanation here is, but pashtus, seinen euch die mitzvah von achtus Hashem, aves Hashem, and so weiter, halachas. Obviously, the mitzvah of unifying Hashem, understanding the unity of Hashem, and the love of Hashem, and so on, they also are halachas. In zeh seinen do kamer v'kam halachas psukis. In fact, there are many laws which pertain to those mitzvahs as well. And the Rambam is noch Madgishin Onev from the Sefer, and the Rambam also emphasizes at the beginning of the Sefer was his Sefer Halachas from Piske Dinu and Dafke. The Rambam, the set of Rambam Mishnah Torah, which is a halacha, which is a Sefer of Piske Dinim Psakim Halacha. Azei Zainin Yisoydei Torah, and the that these halachas of love of Hashem and Achdus Hashem, they are the very foundations of the Torah. On the mitzvahs bastein in leida was kum dur chachmas alakos, that the foundation of Torah is to know the knowledge of Hashem, which is what he means by chachmas alakos yesh ba motzi, that there is the existence of Hashem on elukaze echad, and that it's a one Hashem, the unity of Hashem. In other words, that all of these things are the foundations of Torah. These are the filibar cotton. In sein erst Allah von Anivs Tag sagt der Maidan Hilfe nach Melech Brachas v'cholu, that even a child, what is the first thing that you do in the morning is you thank Hashem and so on, emphasizing your connection to your knowledge of Hashem and your acknowledgement of Hashem and so on. V'bal das dav zayin kol masach yil shem shamayim. And since everything that a person does has to be directed to Hashem, even when a person is sleeping, has to be with the intention of serving Hashem. Be'eres Ma'irich be'Hilchos Deis, as the Rambam expounds on this in Hilchos Deis, or Mekayim Shel Adam is the Dalad Ames. And since a person's personal space is Dalad Ames, Kedol Kama Baruch Hu, as I'll explain soon later, Darf Oich Halacha Zayin Dalad Ames. Therefore, halacha, in other words, the behavior of a person, the person's space, everything within that person's space, which is Dalad Ames, has to be conducted according to halacha. Kol masach yil l'shem shamayim. So Dalad Ames of a person has to be conducted according to halacha. Tayag mitzvahs. The 630 mitzvahs of Befrat the Tzivah for Kol Masach Yil Hashem Shamayim, especially this mitzvah that everything that a person does has to be directed to Hashem, Seine Doch Gegeben Gevorn from Matan Torah on. The Tayag mitzvahs, especially this, was of course only starts from Matan Torah. Is verstandig as Biz Demel, so we understand that until the time of Matan Torah, Kol Lech B'mei Shem Be'Ever, even in the time of Shem Be'Ever, where they learned Torah and so on, is damat alles nicht shayach. Das alles nicht shayach. At that time, it was not yet; it did not come into effect yet. Wie der Rambam schreibt dort, as the Rambam says, that the Torah mitzvah started after Matan Torah, only what Hashem told Moshe to do. So, to explain what all this means, the beer in them, bepnimius. So to explain all of this, at least from the inner dimension, from the inner perspective. Megifin benegeitz akame inyonim, as yede mensch hot fazich zugeteilt arba amas. We find in a number of different contexts that a person has a personal space of dalad amas. Umalerentes up from them was a state, shu ish tachtot. We learn this from the pasuk that says each person should stay in their place, and it says in regards to Shabbos, that this is called the personal space of the person, and that we're not allowed to carry outside of that dalad amas. You're not allowed to carry outside of your personal space in the public domain, and that is dalad amas. From the time in the Reiv, Sog the Gemara, for the reasons why a person's personal space is considered dalad amas. How do we know that it's dalad amas? Because the body of a person from the head to the toe is three amas. And then an additional amas is added, as the hand so that a person can stretch his hands higher up above the head. So if you go from the tip of the tips of the fingers above the head all the way down to the feet, you'll have dalad amas. That's how we know that a person's personal space is dalad amas, and that's how you're where you're allowed to carry within that space. L'chayre fadetzach bir in them, so we have to understand about this idea. V'bal das fardem guf koydolech dehen b'matzav aragil. Since for the body of a person, including the hands when they are down by the sides, which is their natural state, is genug shalosh amas. It's enough that you have three amas. The farvaz ol mekayme alumol gerechen ven dalad amas. Why should your personal space always be four amas, since your natural state is only three amas? So the dem was trefts amol trefts as a hype type the hand in a klal nish regilus dikematzit. And the reason why a fourth amah is added, because in a very unusual circumstance, people don't usually stretch their hands above their heads, but it happens sometimes that you do it, so therefore all of a sudden you need dalad amas. So just because once in a while you might lift your hands up above your head, therefore this becomes the normal space of a person. In der inyan, is der inyan bazeh. So what is this? What is the matter here? What is the issue? The Welt hat der Eibishter b'shafen in ashlemes diken oifen. The Eibishter created the world in a complete way. Oilam amelu in nivra, the world was created with everything that it needs. From that zvegen zogner azal. Even so, our sages tell us, as does was barer lekim is lasis. That which Hashem created is lasis, is lesaken, that we have to do more. We have to fix it and make it better. The tachlis from the bria is, the purpose of the creation is, as the Adam zol in ir virken un oiftan mer vizahotin zich mitzad abria, that a person should affect the world and bring more to it than it has naturally from the creation. In other words, we're meant to improve the world. Afilu in Gan Eden, even in Gan Eden, which is the perfect place, even before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, thus is the hechste shleimus in the bria, the Gan Eden before the Eitz Hadas was the very highest place of the creation. There Hashem put the Adam into the Gan Eden in order to work it and to guard it. Durch Adam Rishon, in other words, that he had to work it. What does it mean to work it? It means to improve it. And just like this is true for the general creation, so just like the general creation has to be improved, so also the person himself has to be improved. And this can be expressed also in the space of the person. In the minyan apnimi from the dalad amas anal, in the inner meaning of what these dalad amas that a person has, has dominion over, let's call it. How does that pertain to that? The mensch, reish v'gufe v'ragla, mitzad zayin bria, the person himself, his head, his body, his legs, take up fanem gimel amas, take up three amas. Vos di gimel amas ani keneged umeramas, The klolis dike gimel madregas from reish guf regel. These gimel amas, they represent and they allude to the three levels of the person, which is the head, the body, and the legs. Umetzad abriya is the reish kishmoy, and the natural state of creation is that the head is, as its name indicates, the head, the top. The hechste madregi umokim by mention is of course on the highest level of the person. Nidrikidafun. Below that is the guf, comes the body, the torso, und die niedrigste darge, and the lowest level, und the makam is the makam seiner aglaim, is the space of the feet. Das heißt mit zadabri is eine die adayim by beide seiten von guf niedrig von reich, which means from the natural state of creation the arms, the hands which sit by the side of the body are lower than the head. They belong lower than the head. They're on a lower level than the head. The avoda from them adam bashteit in them. What is the what is a person supposed to accomplish? As alzich oifhayd mehecha vidi gimel ames was mitzad abriya. A person's what is he meant to accomplish? That he should rise up to a level higher than the three ames which were allocated to him by natural creation. Hecha vidi hechste madrege in zayim briya. That a person has to be able to reach beyond the highest level that he was given naturally. The highest level is the head, which is at the top of the three amas. But thus is the reish, yeah, the makam haseichel. That's the place of seichel. Das heißt, there's all mit zayin havana v'asaga nishbleiben beim gedev agbala von zayin reish v'seichel, which means that a person is not meant to remain only by the level of what his head, what his seichel can reach. You have to be able to also reach into something which is beyond what your seichel and your head is on it in its natural state. And what does it mean? How do you reach beyond your head, above your head? That's connected to the hands. The hands, of course, represent the impact that a person has on the world through doing things. So derech maimer azal as durch tztaka, as our sages tell us that through tztaka nasim meicha belibes zakim elupam kacha, we are told that by giving tztaka the mind and the heart become refined a thousandfold. In other words, that the hands are able to bring a refinement to the mind. Thus haste as oich zan aliyah in the koiches nylon finasaga, that even growing in the upper echelons of hasaga is to oifheim zayn hecher is zum oifheim zay hecher from zayn seichel, which means v'mitzad abriyum verbunden mit meisel bepoil, which means that to rise above your seichel means to connect your seichel with meisel as it's connected to Maisa B'Payel, and that's how you will reach higher than your Seichel as you were given. That's higher than what the creation gave you. In andere Werte, Lider Gisa, in other words, Ali Luyin zu welche ed heipzich darfen hom mashpo in peilen ashinui euch in Maisa B'Payel. In other words, what this means is that if growth means having an effect the Maisa, if you are able to impact something real, not just in your mind, to think on a high level, but if you can do something, that's called improving the world. That means growing higher than what you were given naturally. That's what's represented by the arms going above the head. And because of these two things, which is the highest level, which is chokhmah, and then maisa, which can transcend even that, is im gegeben geworden the makam from dalad amos. That's why a person was given dalad amos mer vidi gimel amos shemitzad abriya, which means more than three amos, which is what the body normally naturally needs. But more means to be able to reach you with your hands beyond your mind, to do things higher. That's higher than thinking things. Just like this is true in the creation of the world and a person, In the same way, we can also understand it in the context of Torah. Because if it's true for people and the world, where does all that come from Torah? So if it's true for the people in the world, then it must be true for Torah too. The Torah is orientally saw. The Torah is made up of three. Ein geteilt in Gimel Bechin is divided into three categories. Das Becholus is the what is meant by this generally. The Ein Teil von Torah Neviim Ksuvim, it generally refers to that the Torah is divided into Torah Neviim Ksuvim. And thus is the Mokar V'Sibbe, was the ganze Bria is eingeteilt in the drei Dages of Chilukim Kiyaduah. And just as Torah is divided into three categories, so therefore is also the entire creation divided into three. Und Dora der Avedis Atshuva, thus is Hecha von Geder Abria. And then there is the Avedis Atshuva, which is higher than the context of creation. In the Greich, in Teure Zukum, into the Ferte Madrege, that's when the Yidden were able to bring a fourth level into Teure, the Kiflaim L'Teshia in Teure, to bring the double measure of blessing into Teure, which happened after, by the Luchas Shnias, by the second Luchas, which they received when they did Tshuva for the Eagle. Thus is Gekumen, though the Luchas Shnias, which came as a result of Tshuva, over the eagle. Befratis is thus azoi b'chol chelki ha-Torah, and that's true in general in Torah, and is also true for the detail, the specifics in Torah. Zayin do the gimel ames gimel madreges in Torah. There is the natural three ames which a person has, or the three levels within Torah. Vizi is begeder abriya, as Torah is fits into the context of creation. Von do zaynem pshat remes drush, which are the first three levels, Pshat, Remez, and Drush. But thus is the Guf von Torah. That is, of course, the torso of Torah, the main body of Torah. The Tachlis is Ober, der Odom al-Yedei Igiyos, is Otsukum, it's the Dalet Ames. But ultimately, what is a person meant to reach? The fourth level, the Dalet Ames. Oich zu dem Ferta Amer, dem Madregi in Torah. Also to the fourth level, which is this fourth level of Torah, versus Hecha von Mitzir, Kaima von Guf Torah, which is on a higher level than the body of Torah. And thus is the Mechina Seitra of Torah, that is what's called the secret of the Torah, Nishmasa Deiraisa, the soul of the Torah, the esoteric part of the Torah. And Addi Darge in Torah, Rufza on the Rambam, Nichpet Shebemuskalis. And that's what the Rambam refers to as the ultimate, the most respected, the most honored, the greatest of the intellect. Was durch them the great the mensch zum tachlis litzayir lenafshi achdus akadosh baruch hu, and through this a person is able to reach to the ultimate wisdom, which is to be able to imagine and understand the unity of Hashem. Afo became veren the alad dalad ames and teira angerufen dalad ames shol alacha. Still, they're all called dalad ames shol alacha. Why? Ubedugma vigeret fri benegeir dalad ames shol adam, as we mentioned about the four ames that are persons, which are a person's base, that the reason that a person has four ames is because that's to raise up the hands. Varum ven is does is da yachacha azer hot the greicht in the ferta ames seitche b'teira. When do you know that a person has reached into the higher, the fourth ama of teira? In other words, reaching beyond the natural. That is only when he brings it into Maisa. Maisa is what allows you to reach beyond it. In other words, when everything is connected to Halacha means, how do you behave? How do you act? So therefore, reaching beyond means Halacha. Because this fourth level, which is the soul of the Torah, is higher than the natural state of Torah. That's why it's even more important that it should actually affect and impact the behavior of the person. It has to actually reach down into Maisa, into Halacha. Because if it doesn't reach down, it could sometimes remain very ethereal. It remains outside of your reality. But if you bring it, because it's by nature beyond your reality, the only way to really get it is to bring it into your greatest reality, which is Maisa, Halacha. Leuten, wird man euch verstehen, was das, was man verbindet, alle Damen von Halacha, mit Miyam Shachar Beis Hamikdash. Based on this, we can also explain why this Dalad Amas of Halacha, why is that connected with from the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash? What's the connection between the two? Even though it's true that there is no place where Hashem isn't, and the pasuk says is the whole earth is filled with His presence. So while this is true, but the revelation, the manifest place of this was Dafkin the Beis Hamikdash. And from dort is das nimshir geworden in the ganze Welt, and from the Beis Hamikdash it extended, it permeated it to the entire world. In Beis Hamikdash, Bechlolus is given drei diurim. The Beis Hamikdash was made up of three different spaces, areas. Chotzer Oil Moyed, there was the courtyard around the Oil Moyed. The Oil Moyed, that was the structure of the Mishkan itself, Uachechel on the Kotcha Gadashim, which contained both the outer room, which was the Heichal, and then the inner room, which was the Kodesh Kodashim. Is a gam as Ashras Hashchina is given in ganzem Beis Hamikdash, and even though the Ashras Hashchina, the presence of the Shchina was in the entire Beis Hamikdash, is aber Iker Ashra given in Kodesh Kodashim. But we know that the main presence of the divine presence was most in the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Kodesh Kodashim Gufet is given Dorch and Aron, and even within the Kodesh Kodashim it was in the Aron itself. Und the far rechen sich der Aron als a fete Madrege, and that's why the Aron is considered a fourth level over the other three, which is the Chotzer, what he mentioned before. Chotz is gestanden a Kodesh Kodashim the dritte Madrege, even though the Aron was contained within the Kodesh Kodashim, which is the third level that we mentioned. Weil durch an Aron hat sich entfleckt der Beginn von Teure, because through the Aron that expressed the idea of Teure, wie sie is hecha von Geder Abriya, Teure as it goes beyond the natural limitations of creation. The Mokem Aron wie is einem in Abida, as we know that the place of the Aron was unmeasured, meaning to say it didn't take up any space, even though it had a measurement of 2.5 amas by 1.5 amas and so on. But if you measured from wall to wall, it was as if it didn't exist, as if there wasn't taking up any space. Und darin hat sich gesehen, achtes HaKadosh Baruch Begilui. In other words, that it wasn't even miraculous. It was natural and miraculous at the same time. In other words, it was completely beyond any kind of natural phenomena. And so the Aron expresses that which completely transcends creation, and that's what expresses the Torah on the fourth level, as we mentioned before. Und zusammen damit ist euch auch die höchste Darge gewesen, verbunden mit Meise. And at the same time, even though it expressed something completely beyond the limitations of creation, it expressed Meise, Dafke, Neusef of them. Was the binyan of Beis Hamikdash v'kelev is given al yidei ma'isi yidei adam. In addition to the simple fact that the Beis Hamikdash had to be created and all of its implements had to be fashioned and built through human people, is doch euch azay given the seder avodas nekayinim Beis Hamikdash gufa bis zum aron hakodesh kadoshim de azay is v'yom kippurim. So not only were they made by humans, but also all the work and the avoda, the services that were done in the Beis Hamikdash through the kayinim, were done Dafke through the Kayanim, even in the Kodesh Kodashim, even on the Aron, which was specifically the sprinkling of the blood on Yom Kippur towards the Aron, all of this was done through Ma'ase Yidei Adam. In other words, even though it represents something so completely transcendent of creation, but it had to come down to Ma'ase, the Avoda of it is done through Ma'ase. Tes. Afal Piyaz Bechlolos is the Safa in Teire Gekuma Beluchas Shniyas. Now, even though this additional dimension of Torah came through the second Luchas, the fourth dimension, as we said, Kiflayim Letoshia, Durch HaKdomas Avedus HaTshuva, and this came through the preparation of tshuva that the Yidden did, and azoy oich durch yigi the dachkin le mila the chukmasa the daikin lo mechakin lo leminda bereder the mila, and when and personally it comes through a person thinking and harving means striving to understand these things. Ken yeder id the greichem zum helen van atzmi van teira, and through this, through thinking and through straining your mind to be able to accomplish this, in other words, just like tshuva is that kind of avodah, so also in your mind you have to think deeply in order to be able to reach this. You can reach this also, this kind of transcendent level of Torah, through this kind of avodah of thinking. I understand him to be equating this thinking hard and harving with the inyan of maysed, you know, to apply yourself to the understanding, to the be able to understand these ideas. And also regarding to the different parts of Torah, is the gilu from Mechinas HaDalid, how do you reveal the fourth level of Torah, which is Soitcha B'Torah, it came dafke. It was revealed dafke in the most recent generations. And the ultimate of this will happen dafke when Mashiach comes, and to reveal this new dimension of Torah. And how is this reached? This is reached through the avoda of the Yidden, that's the work in Golos during the Golos. But on the other hand, we know that Matan Torah is not going to happen again. It was a one-time thing. All the great things that will happen with Teresa Shul Mashiach, it's not another Matan Torah. Because everything in Torah was already transmitted through Matan Torah. But that to be able to reveal it, it's there, but to be able to reveal it, that we have to do all the hard work in order to bring it out. And even though in a general way, every part of Torah was already given in the Aseres HaDibros b'prati sober, on the other hand, and more specifically to unravel it and so on, is bechinas soich of a Torah nishmasa derais and nimshol minas gala gavaron ayidei vayeded Hashem al har Sinai. The nishmasa derais was given through Hashem coming down onto har Sinai das haste. As am shachas vizgalos bechinas a Torah viziz hecha von gidri abriya is verbunden nit nor mit dibur von aseres dibis nor mit maisa kodesh baruch ha v'yachol. How did this fourth dimension of Torah, the revelation of the inner dimension of Torah, how did that come about? Not through Hashem uttering the Aseres HaDibros, but He came down on Har Sinai. That's what brought Soid Shebet Torah into the reality, into the world. In other words, that it was the Maisa coming down on Har Sinai, rather than the speaking of the Aseres HaDibros, that brought the fourth dimension of Torah into the world. Befrat as Oich Kipshutei is the pirush from the Yerida v'gilu ma'isav rekava soich of a Torah, especially as that in the literal sense of the meaning, the what it means that Hashem came down on Har Sinai, that's what we understand as the ma'isav merkava, what is described in the merkava. In other words, that soich of a Torah, the merkava is represented by vayeded Hashem al Har Sinai, in other words, by the matter of ma'isa rather than dibur. And the way the Rambam describes it, b'matan Torah zaynig even beidin yonim chachma from Torah, that in matan Torah contain both of these things, chachma in ale ire chalakim b'subchinas shaitz b'Torah, chachma in all of its different details, prat shat remez drush shait gilu oir achtas abayra. And thus is verbunden mit Meisen, that all these levels are connected with Meisen, Neusel, Lezevas, Rubam, von Aseres HaDibros, and Tzivuim of Meisen, the Peil, especially that all the Aseres HaDibros, even the Aseres HaDibros, most of them are connected with actual mitzvahs that mean practicing Meisen. But in addition to that is Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. All of this chachma was expressed in Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. The al Agdama lezeret gemuz zayin, v'al Moshe amar alei Hashem. In order for Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, there had to be first Hashem saying to Moshe, "Come up onto the mountain." Nivroim zol nareizgim v'zeir gedarim, meaning to say that in order for the creation to be able to receive the presence of Hashem in that way, they had to rise up and leave their own limited expressions, gedar atachteinim, that to leave the limitations of the lower elements. So beloshna chazal tachteinim yalu eloinim, as the chazal tell us that by the gzeira did away with the limitation that the tachteinim, the people, the creation, cannot rise up to a higher level. Now it was possible for the creation to rise up to a higher level, and through this to evoke Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Al pi kol anal vetn fashtein, the Eben de Manta Shilas. Based on all this, we can explain the questions that were asked before. Says Yedua das Hazayir. We know the opinion of the Zayir as the Torah is gegeben geworden dafke le'achar shabo Yisrael v'nizgayir. That the Zohar says that the Torah was only able to be given only after Yisra came and he converted. And that the arrival of Yisra was the preparation that was needed for Torah. And that's why the Torah already refers to him with the name Yisra. Und euch die ganze Sedre wird gerufen aus Shmoi, and that the whole Sedre is called by his name, and it's Shabbos Matan Torah. We don't call it Shabbos Parsha. We call it Shabbos Parsha Yisrei, not Shabbos Matan Torah. Afilu Nishvi Hashem Noisa. We don't even. It's not even Shabbos Parsha Yisrei, also known as Shabbos Matan Torah v'ledugma Shabbos Shira. Like for instance, in the case of Shabbos Parsha B'Shalach, it's called B'Shalach, but it's also called Shabbos Shira. But nowhere is do we find that we say Shabbos Matan Torah. It's rather known as Parsha Yisrei. While in od dem shem Yisrei gefinzer the teichem from the tachlos of Matan Torah, because in the name Yisrei we find the whole purpose and the whole meaning of Matan Torah. How so? The nomen Yisrei is the keil beiden emen. Yisrei includes both names. Side the nomen Yeser, it includes, of course, it has within it the name Yeser, which was the original name. Al Shem She Yeser Parsha Yiter Parsha Echaz B'Torah, because he added an additional Parsha, as the we're told that V'Ata Serze, he was the one that added that Parsha. And the word Yeser means to add. Undi Haysefa from Vav, and then adding the Vav at the end. In sein Namen Yisrael wird, wenn is zugekommen zum Kiyum HaMitzvos, and adding the Vav, which turned it into Yisrael, when he added also Kiyum HaMitzvos, so that's why. And he was given another name, another letter to his name. Und wie gerät früher, das seinen die zwei Inyone Schlemes von Chochmo und Meise. These two names, they represent the original name and the additional Vav express these two ideas of Chochmah and Maisa. Was haben sich aufgetan Matan Torah, that were accomplished through Matan Torah, as was explained at length from the Rambam. Und die Achana v'agdama lazeh is given das was od die zwei Schlemes und od Yisra fir aufgetan bei sich allein. And in order to reach Matan Torah, which needs these two things of Chochmah and Maisa, when Yisrael brought them out in himself, that was the preparation that Matan Torah could now happen. Yeser means the Chochmah. He added a Parsha in the Torah, and the Vav, when he began to do the mitzvahs, that added the Maisa dimension. Well, Pizeh is, in other words, as the Zohar says, that Yisrael's coming, that was the Achana to Matan Torah. It was the Achana to both of these dimensions of Matan Torah. Al Pizeh is moving. First, the Pasuk is gleich mamshu vayishma Yisrei Kayin Midyan. And that's why the Pasuk describes Yisrei as the Kayin Midyan. First, Pirusha is the Kayin Lavedazar, which one meaning of that is that he was a priest in the idol worship. And why does the Torah describe him as a priest to idol worship, and it doesn't describe him as a the qualities of Yisrael. Now the beer in them is, but the explanation is that Tayr is Kayan Midyan. What the Tayr is saying is that he was the highest point in Midyan. For Svei Optaichen, that has two meanings. Kayan Maloshan Sar, one was that he was the minister or the guy in charge. And Kayan Mum, Kayan Malo Edezara, the second meaning is, of course, a priest of Edezara. The Tzvei Perushim Zaina Bachlolos, the Tzvei Yonavah Zaina Geben, and Yisrael Kedem Shunis Gayer. These two things, these two meanings of the word Kayan, explain the aspects that Yisrael had before he became Yid. Number one, Kayam Aloshin Sar, that he was an important person, that is given on Nechbed Vilchoshuv, he was an honored person, a respected person by the Umas Island, by the Goyim. Vos Ikirinyan Asar is Ban Hagas HaMedina. What does it mean, a leader? A leader means that he conducts the affairs of state. And Oisfer and Bekudus HaMelech, to fulfill the commands of the king. Mailus HaMaisa, meaning, of course, carrying out those things which the state needs and so on for Midyan. So that represents the Maisa aspect. Beis, Koyim Eloshen, Koyim Elovei Dezora, that the second meaning of the word Koyim, which means a priest of Dezora, was Ba'at Seichen, Gadlus Uchshivas in Yediye Vasoga. That, of course, means having reached an intellectual level. Kamayim Ramvidu Irashi bring Tarab, that it expresses that, as Rashi says, that he was knowledgeable of the philosophy of every single Avodah Zarah in the world. In other words, he reached a very high intellectual level. Knowing and understanding the philosophy of all these Avodah Zarah means reaching an intellectual capacity. The reason that it meant really a high intellectual level, but the reason that it devolved into such a nasty thing as Avodah Zarah is because they made a mistake in their understanding of the nature of things. Although the Rambam is Meirach Bazez, the Rambam dwells on this and explains it as Bimei Enosh, Hamze Gemeint, as the Farva de Ebershtag, Bashafne Chachom, Mazoz, Vagalgalim. Then the mistake was that in the time of Enosh, they figured that because the Eibishter was the one that created the stars and the cycles and so on, and he gave them the ability to run and the world, they made the mistake to think that they also have to show honor and respect and reverence for the ministers of the king, for the stars and so on, and to give them respect too, because Hashem had given them their position. That was, of course, a mistake, because Hashem didn't give them any position. They are simply like a tool in the hand of the carpenter, and nobody would respect and honor a hammer. But in other words, innate in its original state, the philosophy of all these Avodah Zarahs were intellectual things. And that's what it means that Yisrael knew every Avodah Zarah, erhot gehat ayediyah ba'akarin ala mumutsoyim fun ala olamos. It means that he understood philosophy as it went through the heights from world to world, higher and higher in the Hishtalshulus and so on. Zayin toh, zayin dignor kayamidyon. The only mistake was, in other words, he understood the very deep ideas and philosophy. That his mistake was that he was Kayim Midyan, as Gevenbo said, nit gevust in an anerkent, that he didn't know and didn't recognize, as is an nishka metzias la'atzmam klau, this very fundamental, important idea that the stars and all these levels have no value on their own. And that they're not allowed to be given any honor and respect on the, as an entity unto itself. They are merely tools of Hashem. And thus is the pasuk madgish v'yishma yishma Yisrael kayim midyan, and that's what the pasuk is emphasizing when it says that Yisrael, the priest of Midyan, heard as imbeide inyonim v'chachma ma'ase. That in both of these aspects of Kayim, which represent the height of Maisa, He was on the highest level of Maisa, and the height of Chochma is Yisra given in Lu'umazeh B'tachlus HaShleimus, that in the side opposite of Kedusha, contrary to Kedusha, he reached the height, the apex of this, the ultimate of this. Und von deswegen hat er gehört und ist gekommen, and still, even though he was on the highest level of these things in Lu'umazeh, he understood and he heard and he understood, and he, therefore he came, and he through his he was megayer and joined Hashem. Beidah shleimus and zayna had the mahapach v'lekdusha, and therefore he transformed both of these perfections in the opposite area into kedusha. Yeser, which is represented by the name Yeser, sheyita parsha achas b'teira, that he added a parsha to teira that shleimus b'inyan achochma, that he transformed his chachma in avodah zarah into chachma in Torah. This the idea as God levay mekol lekim, and he came to the recognition that Hashem is greater than and that there is nothing else. The shleimus in achdus abayra, he recognized the unity of Hashem as kol lekim alim mitzoyim habnish ken shleimus shlita v'kayach, that all of these lekim, which means the middle ground levels, have no reality and they have no power. They are only like a tool in the hand of the woodchopper. Yisrei, and then he came to the second level, kiyma mitzvahs, that he joined the union of mitzvahs, tachlos hashlemus and maisa, the ultimate in maisa. Hayei says that inyan for matan Torah is via kled v'makom acha barucha the bitl agzed of bizas tachtenim yalul el yainim, and since the inyan of matan Torah is explained elsewhere at length, that this took away the separation between the upper elements and the lower elements, and now the tachtonim, the lower elements, creation is able to rise up and reach into the spiritual. Nivroim zol narizgim fazei geder als nivroim, that the created beings are able to escape their limitations of being simple creation, und oifhevin zich hecher, and to be able to rise up onto a higher level, lo yonim, to the upper elements in. So is the fun verstandig. So then, since that's what Matan Torah accomplished, so we understand as oich by Yisrei was by Yossi is given a chanutz Matan Torah, that also Yisrei, that his coming was that preparation for that aspect of Matan Torah too, is given other avodah mitzichalein. He had this avodah too. Aroizgim for zayne medidas vagbolos, since his coming had to be the preparation for Matan Torah, and the an important aspect of Matan Torah is that the lower elements can rise up to the upper elements, so his preparation must have also included that kind of avoda to be escape his own limitations. And thus is the diak in Lashon Rashi mashmur shamu ba, and that's what Rashi means. What did he hear that made him come? Unid bav in his gayer, not that he came and converted, but to come. The pasuk read wegen dem, was hat gebracht Yisrael zu dem, as dennoch soll sich megayer sein. The pasuk is talking about what that he came, and that coming is what led to his eventual gear. So what is it that made him come? Und is in the Reif Masbir, and if to that he explains as kolosh osa shemalekim. He heard everything that Hashem had done for Moshe and the Yidden. The Shaila from Rashi is over. What he's saying is the pasuk is trying to explain what caused Yisrael to be Megayer. So to that, the answer is that he heard everything that Hashem had done for the Yidden and for Moshe. Rashi is trying to explain what made him come to begin with. The Oyvind the Monte Shmuas Hotte Geheret in Midian. He heard these things in Midian. Hotte Geken Bleibem in Midian. Und Dorten Sich Megaya Sein. Why did he have to come here if he was so impressed by Hashem? Why didn't he stay in Midian and join Hashem, start following Hashem in Midian? Was hat ihm aber gebracht, er soll kommen? What caused them to escape from his limitations of being a Midian, and that he was willing to leave Midian and to come to a desert which has nothing, in a place of there's nothing there, yet he was willing to come. What made him go out of his hagbolas to be willing to come to a midbar? If them is Rashi Masbir. So into this Rashi explains Kriyas Yamsuv and Melchemes HaMolek, that it was these two elements that made him come. Kriyas Yamsuv, what he heard about Kriyas Yamsuv, what brought about Kriyas Yamsuv, that the Yidden took action. They traveled, they went into the sea. They walked into the sea. That's what caused the Kriyas Yamsuv, Maisa. And then Melchemes HaMolek was gekommen durch Chesaron b'Chochma, mefrekt Hayesh Hashem b'Kibeinu im Ayin. Then he heard about Melchemes HaMolek, what caused the Melchemes HaMolek, that the Yidden lacked a certain knowledge of Hashem's presence, because they asked the question, is Hashem amongst us or not? And that's what brought on the Melchemes HaMolek. Und die Nutzachen durch Neusim und Eim Lamaila, Chochma, and how did they, were they victorious over Amalek? Because Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, and they caused the Yidden to look up, and because, in other words, to look up is means to look to the higher elements, to look to Chochma. So Melchemes HaMolek came about through a lack of Chochma, and then was repaired by growing to a new level of Chochma. Kriyas Yamsuf came about through Maisa. Und in die beiden Sachen hat Yisrei der Het, also fordert sich der Achone, die Avoide von der Reisige von Agbolus. And so from these two stories, he saw that in order to be able to truly reach a proper level, you have to be able to go out of your own limitations, both in the matter of Chochman and in the matter of Maise, and that's what caused him to come to the midbar. Kriyas Yamsuv says Yidua as the inyan from the Kriyas Yamsuv Vachav Yom Loyabosha. We know that what is Kriyas Yamsuv, that Hashem transformed the sea into dry land. Is does the bitul from the Agbolus and Mechitzes Tzvishin Helam Yam and Gilei Yabosha. We know that Yam represents the concealment. Everything, whatever exists on the dry land, exists in the sea as well, but it's all covered, so all you see is water. So in other words, that Yam represents Helam, concealment. The Yabosha, the dry land, where everything is seen and you can see everything, everything is revealed. And by Hafach Yam LeYabosha means he took away the separation between the hidden worlds and the revealed worlds. In other words, that we were able to see that which was normally concealed was suddenly visible and revealed. Videkled Baruch Makamacha has explained elsewhere. Was in them is Vashtana da Achana to Matan Torah. Was in Yon is Tachteinim Yalu Lo Yainim. And that was one preparation for Matan Torah, which is that the lower elements, where in the lower worlds all spirituality is completely, and Elokus, godliness, is completely concealed, and we're able to rise up to a higher level where those things are revealed. Then there is Melchemes HaMolek. Klibas HaMolek is their inyan from Krirus. We know that HaMolek means to be cold to something, Ashukarcha Baderech, unimpressed, and so on. But their inyan from Krirus is Menaged Beikir of the Avodah from Lamailu Matam Adas. And Krirus, this kind of lack of passion, is mostly combats doing Avodah which is Lamailu Matam Adas, which you can't understand, because the things that you can understand, even if you're cold, it makes sense, so you can do it. But things which are beyond understanding, if you don't have a passion, then you can't do that. So HaMolek is mostly contradicts or doesn't allow the Aveda of Lamaila Batamadas. But Dakas is Klipas HaMolek Maskim as Madav Zayin is Abdin and the Mevishn. Of course, HaMolek will agree that you have to serve Hashem. What he doesn't allow is something beyond your limitations. My limitamada, something that you can't understand and comprehend. Und das ist der Inyan von Melchames Amalek, brechen die Klippe. And that's, of course, the meaning of the war with Amalek, to break down this klippa and this krirus, this coldness to Elokus, to the Avodah Shulamai Lamatamadas, specifically to Avodah Shulamai Lamatamadas. Und die Shmua von Ad die Zwei Inyonim, which is represented more by Maisa. So Kriyas Yamsuv, it's the opposite of before, it seems. Kriyas Yamsuv now represents Torah, knowledge, and Melchames Amalek represents the Aveda of Maisa. Und die Shmua von not die zwei Inyonim, Kriyas Yamsuv and Melchames Amalek, and hearing about these two things, Kriyas Yamsuv and Melchames Amalek, had bavirkt Yisrei ezel kumen, that's what caused Yisrei to come forth, uba, that he should come, as l'roizgim for sein agbolas, to escape his own limitations, abegim for sein kovid, to leave his honored position, als kayamidyan, und kumen in amidba shomim, and to come to a desolate desert, lizgaya, to convert dafke there, und not dos is given the achana to matan teira, and this is the proper achana to matan teira, from bit lagzeira, when there will be the removal of the separation between the higher elements and the lower elements, that now the lower elements will be able to go up to the higher levels, to the higher spheres as well.